O'Connor is the CEO down at Warrnambool, and just like Woolamore, they're just on the wrong side of the rules at the moment. G'day, Tom.
Good morning, Matt.
I guess you've been a bit like Adam Olszanski, waiting with bated breath in recent weeks to get some sort of news and notification, and it's happening, but it's probably happening a bit too late for you on Sunday.
It is, Matt. It probably sums up 2020 for the Warrnambool Racing Club, to be honest. But we're a little bit disappointed, but at the end of the day, I think the most important thing with once we get hold of the framework is that we're able to race, safely with crowds on course and do it properly and ensure that once the gates do open, that we can keep them open.
So you've got some two or three really significant meetings over the Christmas New Year period. Are you confident that by then you might be able to get a few through the gates?
Yeah, look, I think confident in the our leadership through RV and Country Racing Victoria are certainly working pretty tirelessly behind the scenes to get things right. And, the industry's shown throughout the year that being pretty resilient and keep things moving and keep operating. So I'm pretty confident that there'll be some form of ability to adapt the framework to those meetings in the summer program.
All right. What had been the hope for the Jericho? What was the most optimistic pitch that you'd probably hope to get over the line?
Yeah, look, we've got a fantastic brand new facility here, Matt, with the Matilda Room development that still hasn't been officially opened. So we were really keen to see that in full operation, and we're still pushing to see if we can get some business partners in there on Sunday, along with owners. We're obviously keen to get that room full with members and business partners. You know, as a club, we've had tremendous support from our sponsors and members in 2020. We've got over 700 still listed on the books from a membership point of view, which, they're not getting a great deal of return at the moment, but it's been just, magnificent for them to support us. And the interesting fact about that, Matt, is that, around 50% of them are based outside of Warrnambool, and they've continued to support us. We just want to be able to put some strategies in place to get them on course.
For those who are watching on TV, because it really is an on-course event with the war tributes and the Anzac theme and all that sort of stuff, and it's always great to see that on course. But for those who are watching on the TV, what are they going to witness with the Jericho coverage this year?
Yeah, look, and that's probably where a bit of our focus has gone in the last month or so, Matt, that, the one thing about Sunday and the Jericho Cup, it's a unique experience. It's a different race experience for members of the community to come on course, but it's also a different race experience to watch it or listen to it through the various media platforms. And we'll still work with our media partners to make sure that there's those elements of on-course activity, obviously within the framework of the protocols that we've got. We're a little bit restricted, but we still want to be able to put out into people's lounge rooms the great stories of the Jericho and sort of keep that flame alight that when we can get fully operational again in 2021, that we can bring it back bigger and better.
All right, we might even try and get the legend, Billy Gibbons, the creator of the Jericho Cup, on Racing Pulse tomorrow morning to continue to set the scene and give us an updated scoreboard of the contenders and so on. Tom, bad luck, but best of luck anyway, and hopefully this time next year we're going to have a much more positive conversation about 10,000 rocking through the gates to celebrate the Jericho Cup.
Beautiful. Thanks, Matt.